George? Hi, George. I'm Cousin Brucey from WABC, and we're on the air live, by the way.
Oh, always.
And
hello.
This is Dan Ingram, George.
Hi.
Hello, Dan.
George, we have a nice surprise for you.
Who's the fellow with a wolf on his
I don't know. I'm afraid. I think he's a Martian. He's like interstellar space or something. He's going to take off. That's our engineer, Jerry Zeller. We're broadcasting live right now.
Oh.
And in my hand
hello,
right
listeners.
Now. How do you feel, first of all, Jim?
Well, just a bit tired off the flight, but otherwise great. Yeah, we watched a movie, you know.
What'd you see?
What was it? Operation Crossbow.
Well, that's a good film.
It's all about how the Germans lost.
How come you didn't arrange for them to show help?
Pardon?
Why didn't they show help? Your new picture?
No, well, we didn't run it anyway. But, you know,
I love it. We loved
well,
it.
We've seen it. Yeah.
We did too and loved it. Loved
Thanks.
Every moment.
Great.
Now, let me tell you about what you have in your hand. It's in a beautiful red box.
Open it.
It comes from Cartier. Now, this was designed by one of our listeners whose name is Jim Pecora of Flushing, New York.
Yeah.
And Jim was one of 60,000 people who submitted a drawing for a medal to be struck for you. And this is sort of a souvenir of your trip. Anyone. Now, can you want to read it out for us?
Yeah. Well, I'll describe it first. It's sort of round, but with little things sticking off it. And it says, the Order of the All-American 1965 Award, United States. Or the Order of the... I don't know.
Yeah, see, the Order of the All-Americans...
No, I think it's the Order of the...
The All-American Award, that's it. United States. You know what that is? That's sort of a...
Turn it
over. There's your inscription. That's you.
Oh, great.
Is that nice?
And what's the listener's name?
The listener's name is Jim Pecora. But he was just one of 60,000.
Well, hello, Jim.
And he received a box seat for 10 people. Plus, another 100 winners received Beatles 6 albums, which is a good choice, right?
Right, yeah, thanks.
Do you have any plans as far as New York City? You think we'll get any sightseeing in this time?
I doubt it. Well, tonight, anyway, we'll probably all go to bed quite early, you know, because we got to be up tomorrow. And I don't know, we may get out, but if we do, we'll get out, probably be very late.
Can you just tell me, if you had a choice of going somewhere, where would you like to go in New York?
In New York? I'd like to go down to Greenwich Village.
You like to see the village?
Yeah, actually, but the first time I was here, I went all around. I took a coach trip before anyone knew us.
And
I went around the Bowery and everywhere.
What do you think of our New York City Police Department, the way they brought you into the hotel?
Yeah.
No problems this time, right?
Yeah. In fact, everything, you know, couldn't be better. You know, everybody's great.
Good. I'm very, very pleased. Well, I hope you like your medal.
Yeah, it's
And
great.
I'm looking
Thanks
forward. I know all of our millions of listeners are looking forward to hearing and going to the wonderful concert Sunday.
Oh, well, I hope you hear something.
All right, George. Have a nice time in New York City, George.
Okay,
thank you very much.
Well,
and there's another happy beetle there. Good. Now we're going to go over. In a few moments from now, Ringo is being surrounded by reporters. We're right sort of next in line. We're broadcasting live from the Beatles Suite here. We're broadcasting live from the Beatles Suite here in New York City at the Warwick Hotel. And we tell you, WABC Radio, always first. Always first with exclusive coverage. And while other people here are taping, we are on the air absolutely live, broadcasting all over America. Dan?
One of the problems with the water shortage is there's no air conditioning up here. It's got to be 140 degrees in this room.
It is. Well, there's so many people.
I've never seen so many people. It's fantastic.
The hall looks wonderful. And George,
they all look great.
It's now, fantastic. Of course, I think everybody's awaiting the great, Ringo. It seems to be my most favorite.
I think he's the most favorite guy in America.
Yeah, I think so right now. Ringo,
President.
Over,
and there you go.
Hiya, Cousin Ringo.
How are you,
Ringo?
Fine, you? Fine.
You look well. I like what you're wearing.
Oh,
have a gift
so
for you.
Thanks.
Ringo, I'd like you to meet Dan Ingram.
How are you doing, Dan?
Ringo, WABC is usually broadcasting live from your suite once again. And look what we have for you. This last time we came to New York, we found you a medal. Remember the girl took your medal from you?
Yes, yes.
This time we had a medal designed for you. 60,000
I can't wear it around my neck.
No, this I think is something
heavy.
I think you'd like to keep.
I'll always keep it.
This was designed by one of our listeners whose name is Jim Pecora out of 60,000 entries.
Yeah.
It is the one that we selected. On the back, it says the Order of the All-Americans. On the back is a inscription. Would you read it for us?
Presented to Ringo Starr from the I can't say that.
Well, I'll say it. Let me do it. No, it's not a promo.
Oh,
no, come
bad
on.
Boy.
Ringo here. Presented to Ringo Starr from WABC Radio. Would you take that from us?
Yes, thanks.
This was made by Cartier in New York for you and like done real fast. Over 60,000. One of the best. Remember you told me you only like the best things, right?
Oh, I do, yes.
Ringo, how about the reception in New York City and our police department work this time?
The reception was fantastic. While we've been in Britain, we sort of keep reading all these reports that we're sort of we're finished in the States and no one sort of likes us anymore. And the reception really knocked us out.
You mean to say, you had reports that you were finished in the States?
We had.
May I say something? Well, this is my field. I'm an expert in this field. You are as big as the day I first met you, which was several years ago.
You know the thing that brightened us up on the way in? all the fans brightened us up, but we were listening to on the radio, and you were talking, and you said it was bigger than, you know, the last couple of times we've been in.
The biggest. You know what
that
happened?
Knocked us out.
The Teddy Boys came in on our Bentley, and we thought it was you, and everyone thought it was
we
you.
Were
that's what happened,
that,
you see?
Something in a Rolls Royce we heard on the radio.
Well, it was a Bentley we found out. But anyway, the place thing was
nobody
record.
Rides in a Bentley nowadays.
No. It's like, well, you know, I went to the Adelaide. I was in England last week. I missed you by about 15 minutes. I went up to the Adelaide, and then we went down to Scott to see James, which is discotheques, everybody.
Yeah.
And I know that's the sort of the new in place. But I love your country.
It's an in place, too.
Your country, let's only say that your people over there are the warmest and nicest people I've ever met in my life, really.
I think, yeah, well, English people are very warm. I think they're warm, you know. I think more in the north are more warm than in the south, actually. But
London.
As long as you had a good time in London, you're very lucky. First time I went to London, I hated it.
Yeah, I loved it.
Nobody
Ringo,
bothered.
Can you just maybe give a few words to our listening audience now to say, you know, about your reaction about coming back to the United
it's
States?
It's great to be back, and, you know, we can't wait to do the Ed Sullivan and to also play the Shea Stadium. And we're looking forward to seeing you all.
Right.
Also, cousin from we can't mention. You know, we can't mention that.
Okay. Good. Well, I'm glad that you're here, and I, you know, I'm very grateful that you accepted.
When were you at Brands
Hatch? I knew you'd met a lot. I was there Sunday with Dave Clark. He raced a Lotus, and I was in the car.
Yeah, but he only went 50 miles an hour.
No, I told everyone 120.
No, he only went 50, folks.
He did?
The English papers.
Well, American, we exaggerate everything
over
here.
Yeah, well, I've had 150 out of my car, so what are you going to print now?
Well, you went 3,400 miles per hour.
Yeah, that's good enough.
Ringo, we have to share you with the other members of the press. Thank you so much.
Great to see you again, Will.
Same here. You look terrific.
And thanks a lot.
And by the way, happy 6 month anniversary.
Thanks a lot. Thanks
for celebrating
again.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Nice. Dan, aren't these boys, without doubt, the nicest boys you've ever met? It's another exclusive scoop for WABC Radio, broadcasting live.
It's kind of like being here with history being made. Fantastic thing, being on the air live with this wild equipment we have.
It's really nice.
These guys are undoubtedly the easiest going guys, considering the fantastic selection.
And the pressure, Dan, isn't it amazing? I mean, the pressure they have over them and the way they control themselves. Look at how they sit down and relax. Isn't that true, sir? He says no. What is your name?
No, Fred.
This is Fred. Fred. Well, Fred is one of the gentlemen who travel with the Beatles. Is that correct?
We've got about a minute to go to wrap up before we get that football game on the air, Bruce, so maybe you might want to say a last few words.
Well, what I would like to say is
control a little music.
Thank you very much. Listen, everybody, we're going to be on the air right after the ball game. You'll hear a repeat of this tape. Of course, now it's live, but later we'll repeat, and also you'll hear a repeat of all the happenings of the day. Of course, all this is coming to you live on WABC Radio, home of the All-Americans. We are right in the middle of the suite of the Beatles, and it's WA Beatles for this whole weekend. Ladies and gentlemen, remember, right after football, there'll be a big Jets game tonight. We'll be back here from the Warwick. Now, tomorrow, Danning will be on the air from our studios, and Cousin Bruce, you'll be broadcasting from the Warwick all night tomorrow night with all kinds of special reports on the Beatles, and of course, Shea Stadium will be covering too, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Very proud to be an All-American. Of course, we're here live. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back right after football, back to our studios now. This is Cousin Brucey and Dan Ingram from the Beatles suite of the Warwick Hotel. We go back to our studios now at 1926 Broadway.